Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast, where it's all about inspiring change and transforming lives. And here's your host. He's an Amazon best-selling author, six-figure blogger, internet marketer, and one of the top life coaches in the world, Stefan Palernos.
All right, I'm going to show you exactly how I can tell how happy or unhappy you are in your life right now. This is going to determine the quality of your life. And as Tony Robbins says, the quality of your life is the quality of your emotions. I'm Stefan from ProjectLifeMastery.com, and I'm going to show you guys something that I learned from Tony Robbins many years ago. It changed my life. It's called the emotional triad. So I'm going to draw this out for you. And this is, by the way, kind of a follow-up to the last video that I put out. I'm not sure if you saw it, where it was on how to feel awesome all the time and how to change your default state of happiness, you know, raising your default state to experiencing more pleasure emotions. So this is something I learned from Tony Robbins. It's called the emotional triad, and I think he got it from psychology, different psychologists. But he basically says there's three things that determine your state, how you feel. So if this is your state, there's three things that determine that. The first is your focus. Next is your physiology, your body. And the third is your language. Okay, these are basically three patterns that determine how you feel. So, you know, he says that whatever you focus on is what you feel. So if you change what you focus on, you know, you're going to feel good. You're going to feel positive emotions. If you focus on, negative things going on in your life or in the world, then you're going to feel negative emotional states. If you say negative things, then you're going to feel negative. If you say positive things, you're going to feel positive. You know, your physiology, how you move, how you, you know, your facial expressions, all that sort of stuff also determines how you feel. Now, this right here is what determines how we feel in any given moment of our lives. However, these are patterns that I can use to determine exactly how you feel every day of your life. So I've determined that these certain patterns that are holding a lot of people back, and you can change and model if you choose to be able to experience more happiness, joy, and fulfillment in your life if you choose to, okay? The first is focus. Okay, let's talk about this a little bit. In any moment, you know, let's say this video right now. A lot of you guys right now might be watching this video, and I can determine based on how you respond to this video, the quality of your life, the quality of the states that you experience consistently in your life. So for example, some people might watch this video and they'll find a way to find the negative in this video, okay? They'll watch the video and just notice where your mind goes. You know, some people, they'll find a way to say, you know, maybe they don't like the way that I talk or the way that I look, or maybe they don't like something that I said, or maybe in their head they're thinking about how this won't work for them or how this is, you know, a scam or it's not legitimate or whatever it might be. Maybe they're focused on the quality of the video. You know, there's always going to be something that they're going to find that's negative because that's their state. That's the state that they live in consistently in their life. That's the habit that they've trained themselves, they condition themselves to always find the bad. So there could be so much value in this video, and there is, but they can't allow themselves to find it because their brain is trained to only focus on the negative. You know, so someone might watch this video and they might dislike it, right? And, you know, it's because they're finding something that is negative with it, and they're going to dislike this video. Some people might leave a negative comment. Well, again, that shows me exactly where you're operating in your life, the emotional states that you consistently feel, and where your focus goes. Other people might watch this video, and they might love it. They might find the good. You know, and in many ways, the worst, you know, there might be a bad video, a bad seminar, a bad course that you might go through, but people that live in that state of more happiness and that's their default state, they'll find the good. You know, I can say this for myself. You know, I've been to a lot of seminars, I've read a lot of books, and I always find something good in everything. If I can get one little idea, one little insight, or maybe it's something that I've heard once before, but, you know, maybe I can just reinforce that in my brain, I will say nothing but positive things about it. In fact, I rarely ever say negative things about anything. You know, I always just, you know, train myself to look for the good. So someone that might be like that, they might watch this video and they'll like it. You know, they'll leave a positive comment because, again, their brain is trained to find the good. So your focus is really determining how you feel, the quality of your life. And I think that's a very important thing. So whenever you're with someone, you can always tell whether they're happy, unhappy, their default state based on what they focus on. What is their default, you know, focus? Where is it that they're looking? Because in many ways, you almost like have these blinders on. And if you're trained to look for the good, that's all you see. You see it everywhere. It's kind of like, you know, someone could be in the worst environment. It could be raining and, you know, the worst circumstances, but they still find a way to look for the positive in that experience. And other people could live in a beautiful environment. They could live on the beach and it's a sunny day and everything could be going right in their life. You know, they could have all this money and success and a great relationship and a great body, but maybe they don't see it because, again, they're focusing on what's not there, what's not right, what's bad in their lives. So focus is very important. Next is language. You can always tell the quality of someone's life based on the language that they use. So for example, you know, does that person complain? Do they complain about things? Well, people that are happy, people that are fulfilled in their lives, they don't complain about anything. You know, I remember a long time ago, I did something, it was kind of like a 30-day complaint-free challenge. There's actually something called the complaint-free bracelet. And every time you would complain, you would catch yourself and you would just kind of use like an elastic band or whatever, and you just kind of like snap it on your wrist. And that would just kind of help you get out of that pattern of complaining all the time. So, you know, be aware of that. You know, are you someone that complains? Do you complain about things? When you go to a restaurant, do you complain about this or that? You know, when you, you know, buy something, are you, you know, looking for all the little things to complain about? You know, I sell things online. You know, I have different online businesses. And it always amazes me what people focus on and what they complain about. You know, they complain about the silliest little things. And it just kind of blows my mind that their brain, their thoughts are even going there. And it's a reflection of their entire life because I can guarantee, you know, how that person shows up there is showing up in other areas of their life. You know, one thing I learned from T. Harv Eker is that how you do anything is how you do everything in your life. Everything is a reflection of your entire life. So be aware of that. You know, be aware of, you know, whether or not you're complaining in your life. Someone that's happy, like I said, they have no reason to complain. They look for the good. They speak the good about people, about things. They praise people. They compliment people. That's another great indicator that you can see of how happy someone is. Another thing to be aware of is how people judge other people. You know, people that are judgmental and, you know, they judge people based on how they look, how they sound. You walk down the street, you're judging all the time. Those people are in the most pain in their lives because they're constantly focusing on all the negative things, what's wrong with other people. And oftentimes it's a reflection of themselves, right? It's a reflection that they're unhappy with their lives and they're projecting onto other people. So be aware of that. Be aware of what you say, what other people say, complaining, speaking good things, the language that you're using, that other people are using. Very, very important. And again, it kind of ties in with the focus. Third thing is physiology. Now, this is a big one. I can always tell how happy someone is or unhappy based on their physiology. So a big one, here's probably the biggest one that I would say that I look for is, does this person smile? Okay, does this person smile? People that smile all the time, that's just like a reflection of their emotional state, the states that they're feeling consistently. Because whatever you feel inward, you express outward. You know, if you are happy and you feel passion, excitement in your life, then you're going to express it outwardly with your body, right? You're going to smile. You're going to have a certain voice, tempo, you know, certain body language, certain gestures, facial expressions. You know, it's going to be projected, you know, with your body, okay? So someone that smiles, I can tell, okay, that person's happy. Whenever I see people that don't smile, I can always tell there's something there's something that's holding them back. They're not reaching that potential that they have of positive emotions. They're missing out on a lot of pleasure that they could be experiencing in their life. So do you smile? How often do you smile? That's very important. I remember for me, one of my first jobs is I worked at a car dealership, and I was a lot boy, right? So I was 18 years old, and I'd drive around the cars, move them around, wash them, do all that sort of stuff. And I worked with a lot of car salespeople and other lot boys and managers and everything. And I remember I used to just smile all the time, all day. I'd always have a big smile on my face. And I was also very shy at that time too. But I remember people would always comment on that. And there's actually a nickname that I had, which was Smiley McGruff. I don't know why they called me that, but they called me Smiley McGruff because I was just always smiling. If you meet me in real life, I'm always smiling when I talk to people. It's just kind of like this habit that I have. I'm just always happy. I'm always smiling. And, I actually used to think it was actually a problem in my life, believe it or not. I was like, man, why do I smile all the time? I actually wanted to try to change that. I was kind of embarrassed of it. But then I realized, hey, you know what? I'm just happy all the time. That's a good thing. Everybody would love to be happy and smiling all the time, all day. That's a great thing. So again, people that are frowning all the time, a lot of people, they have a hard time smiling and they've just never used those muscles. They've never used those facial expressions. And, sure enough, they're missing out on a lot of pleasure that they could be experiencing if they're able to change that, because how you use your body will determine how you feel. Even just kind of your gestures, the way that you speak, your, vocal inflection, all these things will determine your state. It's amplifying it in so many different ways. So I can always tell when I meet someone, when I interact with someone, where they're living, where their default state is, where their emotional home, what their emotional habits are based on this right here, these three factors. All right. So if you want to change your life, you got to change these three. You got to change your habits of focus. Okay, you got to put an end to focusing on the bad. You got to become that kind of person that's always looking for the good in everything. Okay, be that person. Also, changing your language, what you speak consistently, that will change your life. And then also how you're using your body, your face, your expressions, your gestures, your breathing, all of those things. If you can consistently change these, you will change that default state that you're living in every day. And if you guys want more practical ways to do this, then I really recommend that you start a morning ritual. A morning ritual is something that you do every single day, first thing in the morning, to condition the emotional states that you want. You're conditioning the focus, language, and physiology. And that's what's changed my life, because I was depressed. I was actually the opposite. I was the most negative person, the most depressed person. I was the guy years ago when I was younger that would probably dislike a YouTube video or find what's wrong in every single situation. And I changed that through a morning ritual. I'm not sure if you guys can see this, but this is my ritual. I smile every day. I condition that every day, just to smile, to focus on by asking questions about what I'm happy about, what's great in my life, what do I love, who loves me, focusing on all the good. I force myself to do it even if all hell's breaking, going on in my life, and my business is sinking, and the worst things that might be happening, I'll still try to find a way to look for the good, to train myself to be that kind of person. I walk, I engage my body, I do affirmations, I'm reading, I'm working out, gratitude, celebrating my life. All of these things, you condition it every day, it's going to change your entire life. So if you guys want to learn more about morning rituals, I created an amazing product called Morning Ritual Mastery. You can check it out at morningritualmastery.com. I'll have a link below. But it's a 7-day morning ritual training program that will help you develop a morning ritual in your life and stick to it long term. Make it a part of yourself, a part of your life. And I found that for myself and many people that I've worked with, this morning ritual has been something that's changed their life more than anything else out there. What you do consistently every day is what's going to determine the quality of your life. So I want to thank you guys for watching this video. Be sure to like it if you receive value, or you can dislike it too if you thought it sucked. Be sure to leave a comment. Love to hear what you think. And subscribe for more videos like this. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. Make sure to visit the blog at www.projectlifemastery.com for more videos, podcasts, and articles that can help you take your life to the next level.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.